And just as kind of a refresher to remind folks, what are the two basic sides being argued here? I mean, there are some First Amendment questions regarding the borough's invocation policy and some free speech questions sort of more broadly.
And a lot of it is the same stuff that the parties have been saying all along, which is a fundamental disagreement in the nature of the invocations being given. And so for those of you who have listened to or been at the Peninsula Borough Assembly meetings, you know that every meeting opens with a prayer, and it's typically given by a member of the public from a local church or a religious association. Sometimes it's been given by assembly members. But one of the arguments that the borough is making is that because that person is designated by the borough assembly president, it does not constitute individual speech. It constitutes government speech because it is it's performed by an agency of a government. And so therefore, it does not fall under the category of protected speech the same as individual freedom of speech does. It's a different type of protection because the government has the right to choose its message. The ACLU, on the other side, is making the argument that the policy effectively blocks people who aren't part of established religious associations. The lawyer for the ACLU made the point that the plaintiff, who's from Homer, who identifies as Jewish, would be part of a synagogue if there was one, but there is not, and there are not enough Jewish people in Homer, apparently, to establish a synagogue, and there's not a rabbi, and so she would not have a chance to be part of a religious association with which she would be comfortable identifying, and thus does not have the opportunity to give the invocation through the ACLU calls it a religious test. The borough assembly calls it a policy. But what it boils down to is that it's a fundamental disagreement in the type of speech that the invocation qualifies as.
You know, one of the things that I found interesting in reading, you know, some of the briefs and what the two sides were trying to argue in this case, both sides pointed to kind of the same case to prove their point, a federal case that went through the ringer here a few years back. And did that come up today?
There were a number of cases that got cited, one in Nebraska, one that was recently decided in Florida. This invocation issue at legislative level comes up a fair amount in courts. And so there was actually a fair amount of citation of different cases that came up. But Town of Grace versus Galloway did get involved. There was also a disagreement at that level as to what exactly that case meant. And so the lawyers were interpreting different pieces of that. But the judge for the Superior Court is going to have all of that in front of him and be able to interpret it based on those precedents as well as the lawyer's argument.
What happens next? What where do we go from here?
The court could decide entirely that the policy doesn't hold and make the assembly throw the entire thing out, and then the assembly will have to start over, but they cannot go back to what they had before because the assembly had an informal policy, but they can't just revoke a law and then leave nothing in its place. I guess that's not how legislation works. And so they're going to have to replace it with something if the court decides that it doesn't stand constitutionally. The court could also possibly find that part of it doesn't stand, or they'll make an argument that there's a piece of it that needs to be adjusted or changed, in which case the assembly would still have to go back and revise it. And then there's also the possibility that the court could find that it's completely constitutional and it stands. It's hard to say exactly what the judge will find.
Okay, Liz Earle from the Peninsula Clarion speaking with us from Anchorage, where the Kenai Peninsula Borough's invocation policy was debated during oral arguments in Superior Court. Liz, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, you bet. No problem.